Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 210, and I am so glad that you're here today because I'm talking to you about how you can work less. Oh, yes, I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share with you three big things that you can start doing now to start working less and still make the same amount of money or even more money. I think a lot of new business owners like you are stuck working a ton. Y'all are spending endless hours doing work on your business that you don't need to be doing. Okay. And I want you to work less because I think if you work less and you make the same amount of money or more, you're going to be a happier person. You really are. You're going to be happier. You're going to be more joyful and you're going to love your business even more. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week I provide you valuable tips and strategies for building a business doing what you love. Oh, yes, you can turn your passions and skills and God-given gifts into a new business. So I'm so excited for you. If you're new, I want you to know something right now. You do not need to go about this alone. There is help available to you. There's community available to you. So right now, I want to invite you to my private Facebook group, if I can get it out. It's my private Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. And I'd love to have you in there. Each week we have fun posts you can comment on, you can ask silly questions. And when I say silly, I don't think they're silly. Nobody else thinks they're silly, but a lot of you think your questions are silly and they're actually good ones that other people want to ask too and they may be afraid to. So I want you to come in, we can help you and I'd love to have you in there. All you have to do is scroll down right now in the notes. So if you're listening in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whatever player, look down in the show notes area. You're gonna see the link to the Facebook group and all my free stuff. For you, since you're new, you get party favors, okay? So when you click the link to go to the Facebook group, it's going to take you over there. It's going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to answer those and boom, I'm going to accept you soon into the group and we'll get to welcome you in. So I'd love to have you. And then I also have some free downloads. I also have a new private podcast. Yes, a private podcast that I just added that's free. It's called Consistent Sales Made Simple. This is for you if you are about to open your business or you've been open and you're like, okay, I don't want random sales. I want to know that I have steady income coming in. I have a steady stream of leads and sales. And that's why I created this podcast because I outline the five simple steps that you can implement in your business right now to start generating that steady stream of leads and sales. And it's what my Grow Getters use. It's what I teach in Grow Getters, and you're going to get to hear it, the behind the scenes of it. It's the same strategy I've been using for the last 24 years. So why wouldn't you want to use it? Okay, so snag that secret podcast. Now it's all in that link with the free stuff. And if you're new, I've got a 16-step checklist for starting your business, all kinds of goodies. So make sure you take some time to look at all of those freebies for you. Okay. And then also too, down below, I have the links to my paid programs. I've got like a best business idea workbook and all sorts of things all the way up to Grow Getters. So make sure you check everything out. Help is available to you. You do not have to go about this alone. You do not have to be stuck feeling like, what the heck do I do next to get my business moving and growing? I've got help right here for you. It's at your fingertips. So make sure you do all that. And if you've been listening a while, thank you all so much to my loyal listeners. The reviews and everything are just so kind and wonderful. Would you do me a favor today? If you have friends that are starting businesses, or maybe you're part of another Facebook group where it's new business owners or people that might be starting businesses, share this podcast with them. That's how you can repay this favor for this podcast, is sharing it with other people. All you have to do is go, there's like a link. Like if you're an Apple podcast, there'll be a link, share this podcast or share this episode. Make sure you do that because it just spreads the word and it's helping people like us who all we want to do is make money doing what we love and do something fulfilling in our life. And we want to help them. So anyways, thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Hi, friends. How are you? What is going on with your business? I'm dying to hear all the scoop. I'm so proud of y'all. I've seen so many of y'all go from idea to actually getting your business started, like starting all the things, then launching it, then growing it, and feeling that awesome rush of success. It's the best feeling in the world. And I'm seeing so many of you go through it. And it makes me so happy because I know what this is like. I know exactly what it's like. I've had four businesses. This is my fourth business over the past 24 years. And I know exactly what that feels like to go from that first thought of like, oh, I could do this. And then you're actually having the courage to proceed and then launch it and the courage to tell people. And then the smarts, is smarts a word? The smarts to actually make it happen. And so I'm just so happy for all of you. I'm so glad you're here. Today's an important episode. It's about how you can work less. I think we all want to work less. I think all of you are busy. I don't think any of my clients aren't busy. I don't think any of my grow-getters are not busy. Y'all have life going on. You have other commitments. You have maybe hobbies. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you have grandkids. Maybe you take care of elderly parents or people in your family. Maybe you volunteer a lot. Whatever it is, I know you're short on time. And so my whole goal with all my programs and everything is to help you move faster, more effectively, and more quickly. That's what I want for you. I want to move you forward so you speed up your success and you don't dilly-dally around and let your mind get in the way and negative thoughts and blah, 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 and stuff that you don't need to be doing right now, taking up your time and energy and money. Like, you don't need to be doing that. I like to keep things simple. So today I'm talking to you about how to work less so that you can have more time for all those other things in your life, but you can still make the money you want to make with your business, right? And I know, first of all, let's clear the air. We all want to make as much money as possible. I think it's so funny when people will go, how much money do you want to make? And people are like, a bazillion dollars. That's what I want to make. I mean, we all want to make a bazillion dollars with our businesses, but we know there's a trade-off. Like, how much do we want to invest in the beginning? Or how much do we want to put into hiring people right away? And how much do we want to put into the business? And how much time do we have? And all that. Right? There's a lot that goes into it. So I think asking someone like, how much money do you make? I think it's more, do you want to make? I think it's more like, how much money do you need to make right this minute? Let's get you to that so that you're happy and that you can keep doing this. And then let's keep moving the needle up and up and up. So there's money that you need to make right now to keep this afloat, right? And so I'm always like, let's get that. And now let's set the bar higher and let's keep moving and let's get it higher and higher and higher. But I think sometimes people set too lofty of goals in the beginning and then they're disappointed or they are having to work so hard to get to that point and they're having to be everywhere all the time, all things to all people, which you can't be. You'll know I talk about this all the time. And that's just not a way to live. So I want you to be able to work less to make the same or more amount of money. That's my goal for you too. Today, we're going to talk about that. There's three things you can do and we're going to go through them. And I just want to preface this too and say that it's taken me a while to realize how I can work less. Like each of my businesses have been different. Actually, the first two were pretty similar, but still, my point is that like you build it up and then you're like, okay, how can I back away? You build it up to kind of back away a little bit. I think the beginning we put so many hours in. Do y'all feel like this? Shake your head. Yes. I can hear it over the airwaves. Yes. I've put in a lot of hours and I think a lot of people would like to work less. And you know, I've put in a lot of hours in this business in the beginning. I put in so many hours. My husband would be like, what are you doing? You're not even making a ton of money yet. Like, what are you doing? Are you analyzing your hours? And I started kind of realizing like, what am I actually spending my time on? And I want you today to do that too, is to really look at what you're spending your time on. Like almost take a self inventory. If you're sitting here working today, why don't you write it down? Like, oh, from 8 a.m. to 9:30, I worked on this and that. And write down what you did. And then from 10 to 11, you worked on this and that. Then in the afternoon, then in the night, like write it all out and start taking a self inventory of what you're doing. So I think you're going to be shocked that the stuff that's actually moving the needle in your business is not as much work as you'd like to think that it is. It's that you are preoccupied with other stuff in your business and making things perfect and adding bells and whistles and blah, blah, blah. And you don't need to be doing that right now. Okay. You don't need to be doing that. I want you to be able to work less than you have been working, but still make the same amount or more. And I want you to be able to grow the business. Okay. So here's the first way. Again, we're going to talk about three ways. The first way that you can work less, and that is to automate things in your business. And what do I mean when I say automate? Well, usually that's going to be like tech automation. However, it can be like with the way that you package your products and set up a system so that you have an easy assembly line and you've kind of automated how you do this. Like make things more efficient. Seek ways to make things more efficient, okay? It could be like your email management. There's a way you can automate a lot of emails. I do that. I have emails set up and they're all running in the background and y'all will get them, but I have intentionally created them, and I created them as if I was sending to just one person, but then I've set them up in an automation so they can go to all of you and I don't have to manually send out emails to everybody, right? Your social media management can be automated. You can schedule posts ahead of time. You can schedule videos, stories, everything. You can go through the meta scheduler and you can do that. You can automate how people check out. Maybe you don't have an online store yet and you need to set up an online store. I'd get on that and get it automated so people can check out. They don't have to call you and manually place an order. Like, set up things online. Like, your calendar can be automated. You can set it up. Like, if you do consults or quotes where you go out where you need to use a calendar a lot, you can use like Calendly, and there's other ones where you can automate your calendar. It will save you so much time, so you're not going back and forth on that. Like, your inventory management. Y'all, I'm listing a whole bunch of these, but I'm just trying to make a point about things that can be automated. Inventory management. You can have systems set up so that it has the inventory. I needed that so bad in my online boutiques for a long time. And finally I did. I started getting SKUs that I printed and I did at home. Now I wish I could remember the program that I used, but I did that at home. Then I eventually sent all my inventory to a warehouse that did this for me. And so they had it all automated. So at any minute, I could see how much inventory I had, how much it was valued at. I could see the orders that were coming in. Everything was automated. It was so nice. I would get automated emails when inventory was low on certain things and stuff like that. So there's all kinds of automations you can do in that. You can set it up where, again, you have your website running where you can get automated emails about inventory, about sales. You can have different automations set up for your analytics and reporting so that you can get that data real easy and you're not taking a long time to go through that. You can have task reminders. Like, you can set automations for yourself, like to send yourself emails on certain days to remind you of things or to set alarms. I have to set an alarm every day to remind myself to pick up my daughter from school and at dance. So every day when I'm dropping her off at dance, I'm like, what time does dance end today? Because it ends at a different time every day and mom brain cannot recall what day's what and what time I'm picking her up. She goes Monday through Thursday to dance after school. And so I have to say, okay, confirming I'm picking you up at 6 o'clock, and she'll say yes. And then I immediately pick up my phone and say, hey Siri, set an alarm for, and now my Siri's waking up on my desk because I just said that. Let me turn it off. Please Siri, do not answer right now. Okay. So I have to tell Siri to do that. So I automate things so that I'm not scatterbrained all the time and I'm not forgetting. And I want you to never underestimate the power of automation in your business. You can have things set up so that things run smooth, like with your inventory and packaging orders that go out. I started having like an assembly line set up at my house that's sort of an automation, right? Where I knew when I go down there to package, everything was super easy and all set out, and I would grab the product. I would go on my computer. I knew like a whole system I was doing to decrease the inventory by one. Then I had all my packaging out, so it was real easy. Just put it in the bag. I had the stickers over here. Then I put it in the envelopes over here. I weighed it. Then went online, boop, printed the label, done. And I had this whole automation set up. And it made life a lot easier than just randomly going down into my basement and trying to like find a product and like, oh wait, where's the bags and the stickers? Like, I had it automated. You would be surprised. That sounds like it's like 101 business tip that you should be having an assembly line for shipping your products, but some people don't. Like, in the beginning, you're just kind of scattered and you're like, okay, wait, how do I organize this? And I think you need to take time and even get someone else to help you. Even your kids may be really good at this. My daughters were really good at like setting up organized areas and having assembly lines. And they'd be like, mom, just put this here, here, and here. And so I had an automated system for my inventory. So it doesn't even have to be online that you have automations, but make sure you realize that there are automations. And if you're in one of my programs, like if you're in Grow Getters, post in the group, Facebook group, if you have a question about how you could automate something. Maybe there's something in your business that's taking you a lot longer each week than it should. Look at possibly automating it somehow, that there may be a software or a tool or a way at your house or your place of business that you could automate and make things more efficient, okay? So how to work less, number one, is to automate things because it will take up a lot less time and a lot less you know, drama trying to do things and trying to remember because we've got a million things going on and we can't remember everything, right? So number one is to automate things. Number two is to hire. And I know this is a hard one. In fact, it's ringing a bell. One of my growgetters had said a while back, you know, I hired for my business. And we're like, who'd you hire? And she's like, a babysitter for my kids so I could actually work. And I thought, that's a brilliant hire. That's the first place to start. I did that too. I hired a babysitter when I needed it, even though the babysitter would be there while I was working. I was like, I couldn't get anything done because I didn't have help with my kids. So that's a great first hire. Another first hire, maybe someone to package your products, maybe to help you with your books or your financials, someone to do your social media, someone to do your logo and graphic design. Like, you can hire out. Think about right now what is stressing you out in your business and realize that you have the ability to hire out, and it doesn't have to be someone expensive. It can be a family member. It can be one of your children. It can be a neighbor. It can be a teenager. It can be a college student who wants an internship. It could be all sorts of things. So make sure you're getting creative on that and realizing that hiring help is available to you. And it doesn't even have to be someone in business. It can be a babysitter. Okay, it could be some other type of help. Maybe it's a maid. Maybe you need a maid that you haven't even ever hired a maid, but you realize that your house is messy and it's stressing you out. And maybe you can't even work because you're so worried about your house being a mess, that if you just hired a maid to come twice a month, it could make a world of difference for you. That's what I've done over the years. It has made a massive difference for me, hiring a maid. Okay. And if you were so lucky, what if you could get a chef? How odd. I always say that. Like, I think I would almost more want a chef than a maid. How about y'all? What do you think? Chef or a maid? I'm like, a chef would be amazing because I could say, like, okay, I want to eat this way. This is what I prefer and all this stuff. And I could like lay it out in the types of foods and say it, and they would make amazing, amazing meals. How awesome would that be, y'all, to have a chef? Anyways, dreams, dreams, dreams. I can have that dream. I can put that on my wish list, right? Anyways, I think hiring can be amazing for your business. Y'all know I hired my sister-in-law for a long time. She was a teacher, but she wanted to stay home with her kids. So I hired her and she held all of my inventory for Kids Are Fans too. That was my website for the kids and baby collegiate gear. And she inventoried it all and she shipped every day. She did a ton and it was awesome, but she loved it because she got to work out of her home and she was an amazing employee. And in fact, y'all want to hear this? I had hired her to work for me, and guess what she said? I need more help. So she ended up hiring someone else, and we were kind of working like that, where she hired a friend. And it's just crazy what can happen. But once you start getting help, y'all, it's addictive. It is addictive because you're like, oh my gosh, this just relieved me so much stress. I don't even care that I just paid this. It freed me up time so I could do other stuff. So don't underestimate a babysitter, a maid, or anything like that, because that can help you too. But it can also be someone to do your social media, your logo design, anything like that, your financials, your bookkeeping. You can always hire help, even if it's just like an assistant to be like, can you go run errands for me? Can you organize my desk? Can you help me figure out? Maybe you need someone to help you with email. I mean, you never know what it could be. So just think about it. Where's the friction in your life right now? Where's the friction and where could you use help so you can hire out? So again, how do we work less, making the same or more amount of money? And we do that, number one, by automating things, either online or where you work. Number two, it's hiring, whether it be hiring for other parts of your life or actually in your business. And number three, here's the big one. Everybody listen up. How to work less with the same amount of money or more is to actually choose to simplify everything. Choose the easy button. This is what I've been saying now all the time. I keep saying it. I was saying it, I think, in Grow Getters and then maybe even in my Binge Worthy podcasting group for new podcasters. I've been saying, like, how can we keep this easy? What's the easy button? You actually have to choose that. Did you realize that? You have to choose to keep things simple because guess what? There's a million choices of things that you can be doing to make it not simple. You could complicate everything so easily. I'm the queen of this. I will complicate. I'm like, oh, I need this bell and whistle. I need this automation. I need this to do this, and I need this to do this. I need to add this. I need to get this software, and it starts going crazy. And lately, all I've been doing is saying, what's the most simple way? Just for example, that secret podcast, The Consistent Sales Made Simple, that you can get your ears on ASAP down below through the link. I was like, okay, do I need to get an editor? I need to do all this. I need to plan more of my episodes. And I said, no, I'm starting this in the most simple way. So you'll hear that the podcast has no music, has no nothing else. The secret podcast, it's simple. It's to the point. I did it on purpose. I didn't hire an editor. I did run it through a software editing just real quick. So it just kind of enhanced my voice just a little bit, nothing major. You may hear some little mess ups in what I'm saying or weird pauses, or hopefully there's not any smacks, but you might hear it, you know, because when we talk up to a microphone, there's naturally smacks that my editor takes out, but there may be a few of those in there and I apologize, but you know what? I had to keep this simple. I had to create an easy button and I got the podcast up within like 2 days and it's been a hit. People tell me they love it. They like it. Great episodes with giving good information. And they found it very valuable. And it was just something cool. And I think it's a cool, what I call lead generation tool, because those of you that are new to me and you're about to open your business or you want to get your current business growing, it's a great tool where someone can get in my circle and see how I can help you. No, are all of you going to buy from me? No, but it's an amazing tool to help people. And I know based on data that a certain amount of you will buy, and that's what supports my business, right? So you have to remember that you get to do things easy and you have to actually choose it. You actually have to choose it. So next time you're working on something in your business, whether it be today or tomorrow, and you see that something is becoming difficult and you're like, this is taking me so much time. I'm so frustrated. Why don't you say to yourself, what's the easiest form of this? I know it won't be the best way. Like it won't come out the highest quality in the entire world, but what's the easiest way to get this going? I follow this rule all the time, y'all, and it's helping me move so much faster and just stop doing the extra stuff that you don't need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? There is extra stuff that is amazing and great, but nobody even knows what this extra stuff is. They're not expecting it. And what you already could create without that is still amazing. What you already can do without all the bells and whistles is probably already amazing. So my point is, choose. It's a choice. You have to make it right now. The next time you're working on something, go, okay, wait, stop. What is like the most basic form of this that I could get out there? And let's do that right now. And then over the coming days and weeks, I can perfect and do things better. So like my private podcast, The Consistent Sales Made Simple, I can improve it over time. I can update episodes. I can re-record episodes. I could get an editor if I wanted to make it even better. I can start running ads soon. I didn't want to do that yet. I just wanted to make sure that it does well and people like it and people are signing up for it. And it's been a hit. It's been a total hit and I'm loving it. So it looks like I'll probably be moving on, but I didn't try to do all that on day one. I did not try to do all that on day one because I would have overwhelmed myself. I wouldn't have gone. What if I said, no, I got to have ads and all that right now. And I'm like, that would have stalled me. Y'all had been working on the ads and blah, blah, blah. No, no more. What's the simplest form of getting something out there right now? So those are words that I live by. Totally. So again, how can you work less making the same or more amount of money? Number one, automate things. Number two, hire. And number three, choose to keep things simple. Choose to push the easy button. I love the easy button. Where did that come from? It was a Staples commercial, I think. Everyone right now, choose the easy button. It's easier on you. Your people don't know the difference, and it's a way to get this thing going, because if you don't get things going, what happens? You don't get it going, and you don't end up living your business dream. You live a nightmare of a person who is just dreaming of doing this but can't ever get her stuff together to do it, okay? And that's not going to be you. You're going to start making it happen, even if it's just one little baby step at a time, okay? So that's how to work less and make the same amount or more money. It's working for me. I'm working a lot less than I ever did in the beginning of my business, which is great news. I've weeded out all the stuff I don't need to be working on and concentrated on the things I do. And it's been amazing. It's been awesome and I love it. And it makes my life happier, makes my husband happier, my kids happier. I'm not all distracted doing 80 million things. I'm just focused on what I need to be doing to keep this business growing. So that's it. Y'all are wonderful. If you today, right now, are about to open your business or you have your business open, and you're like, I need to get growing. I need to get this together. I need to like start marketing my business. Then good news. I have Grow Getters, which you can check out right now. It's my flagship program. It's for all of you new business owners, whether you offer a product, service, consulting, coaching, whatever it is. All these fundamentals that I teach are the same. And here's what I teach simple marketing strategy. And also, it's an authentic marketing strategy. And you're like, what is authentic? You never have to put yourself out there in ways that feel uncomfortable or icky or salesy to you. You get to do it in your way. So that's the great news. I free you from all of that and I help you get your business growing. And you're now surrounded by amazing women who are doing the same thing. So you've got coaching, you've got community, and you've got training. It's all there for you. I can't wait to invite you in. So make sure you get my free podcast because then I have links there where you can jump in the Grow Getters. I would love to have you. So that is it. Y'all have a great day. Remember, yes, you can work less. You can. It's just a choice. Okay, have a great day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.